Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Kathy Kayla, and this is the DL, well, Life Links with the DL Link. I'm standing in for Nikki Seberini, and she'll be back on your radio next week. The DL Link is an organization that supports families with cancer, because cancer and terminal illnesses affects the entire family unit, not just one individual. It's not something that you go through in isolation. And that's why there's a need for organizations like the DL Link. In fact, I know that the DL Link is very much unique in what they do. Behind the charity drives, the rides, the Jerusalem marathons, the Ride Josie cycle race are the human stories. And it is important for us to maintain perspective when we find out these stories, because it helps to motivate us even further. So joining me right now is Andreas Eftimiu. Andreas, did I completely butcher your name?
You got it 100% correct. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for just joining me and for sharing your story and being willing to share your story. I imagine it is probably the most difficult story that you have to tell about young Stelio.
Indeed, it's the most tragic event that we had to go through and had to experience. It's still a very fresh memory. We sadly lost him 16th of September 2023, so we've just done his 1 year memorial. It's a fresh wound. It's difficult to talk about. It brings a lot of emotions, but we carry on. We surround ourselves with positive people, and hence one of the reasons we're actively involved with the DL Link. We truly believe in this organization and everything they stand for and represent. They were with us from the beginning of the journey. They held our hands all the way through, and to date, we're still very much a part of this initiative, and it brings comfort.
Andreas, how much are you comfortable sharing about Stelio?
Well, Stelio, he was our 4-year-old little boy. He was diagnosed when he was 2, whilst we were in Lusaka, Zambia. We were given 24 hours. He was diagnosed on the Sunday evening after a week of tests. And we were told, you need to get a Joburg immediately. By midday the following day, we were on a plane and we were arriving in Joburg. And that afternoon, we were having our first appointment at Donald Gordon. The cancer which he had was extremely aggressive. It was closing up his airways, so he was suffocating from the tumor. The medical team and medical staff said that the initial procedures were going to be quite treacherous, and they didn't know if we would be able to navigate those to at least get him started on the treatment. Thankfully, we did, and that's how our journey kind of started. And we were in this new country, new land, a new culture in a sense, and we were trying to navigate, find our way with the support of the doctors and also everything that we had in Zambia. We literally just dropped it and ran. We packed some clothes, our suitcases, and we came to Joburg.
I cannot imagine the amount of courage that you must possess in order to have been able to do that. And to even talk about it now, I don't even know what to say to you. And that for me is a big thing, Andreas. You know, I'm paid to communicate, and I just don't know what to say to you. Firstly, I think that the most important thing is that I am very, very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
How did you get in touch with the DL Link? How did you find out about them?
So I've obviously had to try and find a way to generate an income in South Africa. So I got involved with the real estate agency. We had a family friend here who invited me to join their company. And whilst I got to know my colleagues, there was a lovely lady there by the name of Simone, who had been working with the DL Link and in some ways raising funds, and also had one or two health issues that she was battling, and the DL Link was supporting her through those. So when we got to know each other and she understood what my story is and a little bit of our history and why we were here, she said she was the one. She says, "Look, you have to get in touch with this group. You have to speak to Michelle. I'm gonna share your number with her, and whether you call her or I'm gonna force her to call her, you guys need to engage." And honestly, that was the best thing we could have done. Especially, like I said, we came to a place where we had no friends. All our support was around the world, but not in South Africa. My mom was here, but my wife's family are based in the UK. We left our friends in Zimbabwe. We both grew up in Zimbabwe, and our friends in Zambia, where we came from. So we had nobody here, and that's where the DL Link stepped in. We went and had the initial meeting at their offices, and we had a chat about it yesterday. It was actually my oldest son Dimitri's birthday,
Happy
and
birthday,
Michelle got
Dimitri.
wind of it. Yeah, at the time when we met, and Michelle obviously took note of that, and quietly in her pocket, or just discreetly sent a message to Gabby. And within 10, 15 minutes, there was a birthday card, a gift, and the balloons, little cake for us to sing and wish Dimitri happy birthday, because unfortunately he just became sort of the son to the side. He had to become very independent at 9 years old
Yes,
and
yes,
fend for himself, because
yes.
all the attention was now immediately on Stelio. His mom and dad could only focus on Stelio, and like I say, up to that point it was his birthday, and we had not even celebrated it anyway. And it was thanks to Michelle and the DL Link on the first day that we met them that we were able to have a little party for Dimitri. So immediately, it was just an indication that we were where we were meant to be at the right time with the right people.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing is that the DL Link very much became a surrogate family for you when your
Indeed.
family wasn't here. You stepped into the space, they became your family. And what I'm also hearing with the birthday yesterday, and happy birthday, Dimitri, that they bring a sense of normality. You know, when a family is being affected by cancer, it's a traumatized crisis situation. So normal kind of goes out the window in a situation like that. And they do bring back the nuances, the birthdays, the celebrations, and the times to be happy. And they highlight that. And gosh, aren't we grateful for that, Andreas?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Andreas, I wish you all the best. I believe that you're also cycling.
Yes.
You're cycling in the Ride Josie or Ride Joburg. I wish you
Yes.
good luck, and I wish you and really your family much strength, onwards and upwards, always. And just may God bless you in every way. Thank you
Thank you
so
so much.
much.
I'm
Thank you so
grateful.
much. God bless. Bye. That is Andreas, and let me try and say his surname again without butchering it. Eftimio. Eftimio. You know what? May that story that he told us be one that you and I never have to tell. What the courage that it must take, and I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know how people get through it. That said, Michelle Goodman is up next. That's right after this.